This is CliffCentral.com.
And it's good morning to you and to you, and especially to you as we start this beautiful day. Yeah, spring has sprung. I love morning has broken, spring has sprung. The birds are. I must tell you, I had to do an invitation for somebody, and I want to read it to you because it was quite silly, but I thought it was corny and sweet. So if I may read it to you, it's something that you can share with the kids. I just thought it's so cute. It's called the Spring Song. Frogs croak, rain soak, chicks peep, crickets leap, bees hum, robin come. Birds sing, it's spring. What a cheese ball. I love it. Such a cheese ball. Wait till everyone sings later, then I'll get it. My name is Alan Ford. This is The Spotlight, and it's good to be with you here on CliffCentral.com as we celebrate music and entertainment. And you know, the nicest thing about the show is that we have got restaurants, the best productions, the best musicians, the international. I mean, last week was insane.
Yeah, last week was wild.
How crazy was last week? We had the international cast of Burn the Floor in studio with the international cast of Stomp, and then we made a collaboration between the two. That was the most insane thing I think I've ever done. Okay, that and having Peter Dirk Ace singing with Engelbert Humperdinck. So we've had more insane things happen on the show.
And we had a magician.
Remember? Yes, Mo Magic. So and
that crazy things in here.
So Stomp is still happening, by the way. Don't miss the show. That's happening at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. Don't forget that Burn the Floor is still happening at the fabulous Empress Palace. And now I'm so happy to have finally in studio the cast or some of the cast members of Kinky Boots. Now, Nathan Rowe hasn't been with us for some time. It's because he's been kinking away. And he has a fabulous pair of boots. And he's a horrific, horrible character, actually. That actually turned out to be a good guy. A real, real pig, actually, in some respect. And so Nathan was meant to join us. But obviously, in pure Nathan style, he has he booked the flight for the wrong day. Nathan. It's Nathan. What's
classic,
it?
Classic Nathan.
Nathan. So I've got Stefan van Heestien and Catherine Isaacs from Kinky Boots, all the way up from Cape Town. They're here. Happy to have them in studio. We're going to talk about something that is so fabulous because it's nice to see. Firstly, many years ago, people said they can't wait for Starbucks to come to South Africa. And now we've got the Starbucks in collaboration with the Nestle Group creating this home range. Okay. And we'll chat to Nicole Riss about that. And then, of course, Born to Perform Shine happens next weekend. And it's a dear friends of mine, actually, he is one of the best directors. I work with him across the board. Matthew Marinus and Gemma Marinus own the school that create the show every year, and it's always great to have them in studio. So I've got two of their young up-and-coming stars. This show really rocks. I've got to tell you, you've got to see it. And we'll have Brian Schimmel, conductor extraordinaire, music director extraordinaire, just traveled the world with Chicago, and then I think he was on Priscilla. He does everything, so we'll have Brian in studio in a moment. So it's nice and packed, and we're going to open the show with the cast of Kinky Boots. How you doing?
Lekker, how are you?
Yeah, no, doing great, man. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So, firstly, it's so cool to see that the Fugard is full. Okay, and that, because when I first heard that this production was coming to South Africa and I heard that the run was 9 or 10 months, I looked at Nathan and I said, for only Cape Town, that's a bit crazy.
That's exactly what we said.
Yeah. Everybody's saying that, and meantime, it's sold out.
Yeah, we've actually been extending now.
Until Feb?
Yeah, until Feb. We were only going to be, was it September, October?
October,
and then,
yeah.
And then it extended and extended again. So, yeah, we're very happy, and it's amazing the turnout that we've been getting.
So let's give the basis of the story, okay? Kinky Boots is about?
It's about a lost shoemaker boy who is on his journey to find his life, and then his father dies and leaves him this factory that's going under, and he has no idea what to do with all these leftover shoes. Runs into a drag queen and come and watch the show.
It is insane that, and at first it's the music of Cindy Lauper, who I had the pleasure of interviewing about 10 years ago when she came to South Africa. Oh, okay. And I know the show hasn't been around for that long, but I mean, if you love her music, you will love this particular show. Yeah. And even though yet you don't it's some of it sounds like her, but then it doesn't.
It's yeah. It's really not. It's not. It's not specifically Cyndi Lauper.
You're not going to hear girls just want to have fun. <aren't they? laughs>
Yeah. No, you're going to have to listen really carefully if you want to hear that. But no, it's. I think she actually went out of her way to make it sound not like Cyndi Lauper, per se, you know, not hardcore Cyndi Lauper. But I think she's just a good writer of music in general, so it doesn't have to be only sounding like Cyndi, if you know what I'm saying. So,
yes, yeah. It's still got essence of her. Yeah. It's got this feel of the 80s. It's got this amazing groove to all the songs. You're never sure.
It's set in the UK, but you're never sure when it's set.
Yeah, I think that
they don't really. It's not.
Yeah, it's something that's not really important. But I think if you want to be technical, it's like early 2000s, late 90s, maybe even. So
That guy, the character's Craig, isn't it? What's the main character?
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie. Yeah. Charlie needs a dress sense. I mean, really. Cause,
that's why he meets Lola.
Yeah.
And then this fabulous drag queen, world-renowned production, by the way. It's from Broadway and from the West End. Enters his life. And he doesn't know what to do with the shoe factory.
Yeah, and I think he sees a solution.
And it turns into Kinky Boots. Yeah. It's crazy.
And I think at the base of the story, it comes actually down to a very simple message of acceptance, which is very beautiful, and it comes together very beautifully in the end. And, kind of just accepting people who they are, and, you know, you don't know where that might take you, which I think is a very good journey this story takes you on.
Well, I loved it, and I loved the fact that. So I didn't see it with Earl. I'm going to see it now this week with Earl in it.
Oh, lovely.
Earl Gregory. But I saw it with Tepo. And my God, that's award winning. Now, if it does, he's going to win the Flutter Cup. He has to win. But I haven't seen Earl in it. So I'm just thinking, I believe they do it so differently. But that performance was just exceptional. Well done to Seppo. I mean, that was just.
Absolutely incredible.
The whole thing was just incredible. And the music is great, and the set movements are beautiful, and the drag performances are just.
Oh, those angels are everything.
The angels are everything.
Wow. Shout out to Angel.
And I'm friends with a lot of the guys, Emil and. Yeah. It's
sorry, we couldn't bring Philip them along.
And, yeah, man. Hey,
yeah, if the angels were in studio, you wouldn't understand. You'd be going off the roof. Okay. But it's really. I try to go and see it on Broadway, but I couldn't get in. It was packed.
Yeah.
So I just want to put this out there that I'm telling you, and I say this across the board in South Africa, when you see the likes of Chicago and you see the likes of Priscilla Queen of the Desert and you see the likes of Kinky Boots and you see the likes of many of these productions, okay, I'm telling you now that instead of paying £200, okay, in the UK or $100 or $200, okay, which is a couple of grand, you can see a brilliant performances. International standards, even if not even better. Actually, even some of the guys, you know, they go all over the world for $400. And that's what I keep reiterating. You know, Stomp, for example, is in South Africa at the moment. And you can literally go off to see Stomp in the UK right now on the West End, and you pay £200 a ticket.
Sure.
Which is £3,000.
Okay. Sure.
Where you can go and see that Monty with the same cost. Okay, well, that's it's a touring cost.
Yeah.
For £400. So
be clever.
Be clever. Everyone goes, we're going to the West End. Let's. All right, so now listen, this is what we do in the morning, Catherine. And I'm starting with you. You're my first guinea pig.
All the surprises.
Catherine, don't worry, you'll get it quickly. So we're going to try this. Everybody sings in the morning. And let me see what I've got here for you. So I've got this. This song where it's just
so much stress. Okay. For breathe. 11 minutes past 9.
Okay, listen, can you hear it?
No.
Can you hear?
Mm-mm.
All right. Let me just pause this. This is how we have some fun. We have to actually put the microphone in. I mean, and the headphones in.
That helps.
Wow, that really helps.
Can't hear the song.
Maybe plug it in.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Finally, I've
been listening to nothing.
You should have said something.
Okay. You see.
I don't know these things. I don't work in radio, guys.
When you come to the show, you don't come 5-2 the hour.
Exactly. Okay.
You come 15, 20 minutes to prepare.
Also, road traffic is just... Welcome back to Joburg. Yeah.
Nicole Roos from Nestle was here at 8 o'clock. Well, this is how we do things.
Nicole lives next door. Like, it's not.
But we're going to have some fun with some coffee with the cigars from Nescafe in a moment. But are you ready to go with this? Are you ready? Let's just see if we can pull this off, eh?
Okay.
And then you next. Okay. This is the World Cast. Catherine Isaacs, who's going to be singing this song called Smile by Kirk Franklin. Okay, now this is the karaoke version. Have you not listened to the show? You're going to never you're going to listen to it every Tuesday.
You're ruining me or you're converting me. One of the things.
Let's go see.
Is this the version you know?
It's sort of.
That's it.
Okay.
And here we go.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? There is no love in the joy that you promised me. Tell me it's alright. Yeah. I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower now. Hey, yeah, I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been down for a while, I smile, smile. It's so hard to look up when you look down. Sure would hate to see you give up now. You look so much better.
And that's how we do it. How cool was that? How cool was that?
Catherine,
how you doing, baby?
My heart's pounding 50,000 times a minute, but great, great, guys. I'm smiling.
You're smiling. It's a good way to... as I said, it's a smile. It's spring. It's beautiful.
Spring. It's happy. It's sun shining.
It goes with
the
poem.
It goes with my poem.
That's the smile.
Collaboration.
And we've collaborated.
We've collaborated.
That was the quickest collaboration that I've ever had happen.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Catherine, where are you from?
I'm originally from Joburg.
Okay.
But all over. So I, you know... Love Cape Town, love Joburg, love Durban, South Africa in general.
And tell us some of the productions that you've been in. I have your bio here in front of me, but tell us some of the fabulous stuff you've done over the years.
Oh, wow. I'm mainly in performance, like proper, I wouldn't say proper theatre, but I haven't been in musical theatre before. And so it's been stage productions. We did a production called Shattered at the Market Theatre. Mm-hmm. Anthony and Cleopatra at the Joburg Fringe.
Romeo and Juliet at the Fringe. I saw that actually. It was excellent. And great production, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've been in Rat Race on.
Oh my gosh, that's when I was in school.
Yeah, those days. And then also you did Love Happened here at the Hillbar Theatre.
Yes. We collaborated with Warren Neeby, who's a fantastic director who works with Drama for Life at Wits. And it was probably one of the most fun productions we did because it was a traveling thing. We didn't just perform at the theater. We traveled in taxis, performed in taxis on the street, got to the Hillbrow Theater, performed, jumped back in and performed all the way back to Wits. It was amazing.
So it's an incredible life. And of course, it's there's so many more things to come your way, which is... What is your dream role? What is your dream role?
Oh, my goodness. There's two.
I could cast you in a couple of things that I have an idea. But
there's two. Yeah. Three. So obviously Mama from Chicago.
I was going to say Mama right now. Ilse Klink, I could see that happening right now. Okay.
Oh, Lord, it's a dream role.
Okay.
Matron, Mama Morton. Then, what's her name? She's like, I'm awful.
Dreamgirls?
No. Hairspray. Motormouth Mayweather.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay.
Hairspray, that's another one. And then Killer Queen in We Will Rock You.
Okay, cool. Have you gone for auditions?
I did, yes.
I know. I had Hazel Feldman on the show recently, just a couple of weeks ago.
She's lovely.
Yeah, that's going to rock.
She's amazing.
Literally rock. Okay, so that's some fun stuff. That Killer Queen is crazy, eh?
It's madness. It's so far-fetched and so out there that it's brilliant.
What is that, one of her famous songs that she does?
Killer Queen.
Yeah. Did you want to sing some of it?
No.
Okay, not
why are you doing this to me, Alan?
Exactly.
It's in the morning.
Okay. All right, so this is what we do at 4:30. We always get people to sing. This is what it's about.
Why me? Have you heard Stefan sing?
I know. Brilliant.
Can we just understand?
I'm aggravated because he should have brought the guitar with him.
But okay. Why don't y'all say there's like a quickly send a message?
I know, but everybody should know my thing. Okay, so this is listen to the show and you know what we do. Okay, but Nathan usually brings his guitar or ukulele, so I would have had you play one.
I'm gonna blame Nathan.
Yeah, blame him because he should have.
But don't worry, we're coming to you now. We're only starting. Wait, this is only beginning. Okay, so now firstly, you again. You play Harry, which is kind of Charlie's best mate from...
Yeah, from back in the day.
Yes. I met your vocal coach. And I believe, I don't know if it's been announced, but Candace is coming into the show, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From Essex.
Has it been announced?
Oh, hell, sorry.
It hasn't, it is now.
Hell, oopsie. Oh, did I?
No, has the, like...
I don't know what's going on.
They don't keep us in the loop either.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. But so you actually learn that proper Cockney Essex...
Yeah.
Is it an Essex accent?
Yeah, like, he's just a bloke from London, really, you know, so, you know, have you been doing, mate, you know, just go and get a pie in the pub, you know, whatever. So, for the Afrikaans guy, it's, you know, it's been a journey.
That's
so.
Good. Where are you born?
I was born in Pretoria, lived in, I think, for the first 2 years of my life, I grew up in Kempton, which I obviously cannot remember, but yeah, I grew up in Pretoria, and so quite very Afrikaans, and now having to do all these British accents, it takes its toll sometimes, but yeah, so I found a way.
So now I want to try to remember, because you were in Great Balls of Fire.
Yes.
With Jonathan.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was such a phenomenal show. When he told me he was the drummer, I was like, you lie!
Okay. Because you started with, how many instruments do you play?
73.
Well, your voice is one.
Yeah,
the guitar is two. The drums are three.
Drums one. And I dabble on the piano a bit, but
we dabble. But we play 17 instruments. We're dabbling.
Okay. I think I try to touch on a lot of instruments because I'm a producer myself, so I do produce tracks for other artists as well.
And what have you produced? Tell us.
I don't know if there's anything right now that you know. A lot in the Afrikaans market as well. So,
okay, I have TV shows op Kijk Nick.
Okay, you mag goed, dat is blij.
Ik weet dat jij was ook op 7 de Laan. Okay, so cool. I mean, you've been on Top 20, you've been on Generation, 7 de Laan, Chetno, Flit.
I did a bunch of presenting work as well, for Kijk Nick as well, which was a lot of fun.
Did you go to Silver Scarum, by the way? Great.
This year?
Yes.
Had no time. We were busy doing Kinky Boots.
I know, but you could have still gone in the day. It was great.
That's what people say, but you know, these voices don't rest themselves, you know.
Oh, I love it. But hold on, when you're doing 8 performances a week,
yeah,
and it's hectic, and it's non-stop music for over 2 hours.
You want to rest a little bit, yeah.
It's crazy stuff.
Yeah,
it's really, really crazy stuff. So, and then I love Harry comes out, and he starts to play... it's almost like a combination of Beatles and... maybe not the Beatles.
Kind of a...
Like a rock song.
Yeah, kind of a almost... as a Mumford & Sons kind of feel to it as well. But yeah, kind of a, like, just a folky kind of pub song almost.
And I love that the two ladies sing with you.
My band, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, really cool. So we're talking to the cast of Kinky Boots. They're in studio. Stephen, Stefan, I guess, will be singing in a moment. I don't know what we're going to... What are you going to say? And by the way, Rock of Ages. Went into rehearsal yesterday. I just want to say it's opening at Monte Cassino. We're going to have the whole crew in from Cedo to Chatty Maddie, Matthew Cunahan's coming in, Craig O'Barney, they're all in next week.
Lekker.
So don't miss that show. They'll all be singing. It'll be fun, some fun stuff. And Zach Hendricks. So yeah, the whole crazy crew will be in. So now, the voice, he does come onto stage, and his voice is brilliant. Okay. So Stefan, I'm going to karaoke YouTube. See, now, very good. This is how we do stuff. Okay. What is your favorite song?
Favorite song? I don't have a thing.
Okay, what are you going
to
sing?
I'm going to go with the first thing that comes to my head. I'll do a Queen song.
Queen.
A Good Time. A Good Time by Queen.
Tonight,
I'm gonna have myself, and then I'll save the rest for later. Yeah.
No, we're gonna do this now. It's cool. What is the name of the song?
Don't Stop Me Now.
Don't stop me now.
Oh, thank you. Don't Stop Me Now. Oh, it's Mnet. We can punt Mnet right now. You know what? If Mnet people are listening, he's done many TV shows before, so let's see how he does your particular commercial. Don't Stop Me Now. I won't stop. Okay, so we're gonna sing this. But how did you get into the business?
I guess by default, because my mom was an opera singer growing up, so kind of just grew up with music in the house. Me and my brother both dabbled with instruments, had our metal band phase as well.
Okay, it happens.
Yeah, you know, as we all go through that. And I kind of just, you know, one thing led to another, got into certain gigs, and I never really studied musical theater. Just went for some auditions and got lucky, and yeah, here I am now, and doing Kinky Boots.
Okay, so because you were in Pretoria, you must have worked with, your mom must have worked with Tani Mimikutsa.
Yeah, I think they crossed paths.
Oh, I love her.
I love her.
Yeah. I interviewed her a couple of years ago, and she's still one of the most incredible opera singers in the world. In the world, by the way, they still say that.
Yeah, she studied at La Scala.
Yeah, and of course, the most famous opera, Queen of the Night, was her most famous opera. So I'm sure your mom was busy. Because you lived in Pretoria, must have done some work at the state theatre.
Yeah, she was actually in the truck choir as well for a while, and so did a lot of operas. I even as a kid was one of the kid extras in one of the operas in Turandot and stuff like that. So it was very.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
I want to just do this. I don't know what's going on in the opera world at the moment, but please go online and see what's happening at the State Theatre. See what's happening at the Cape Town Opera House. Mm. And opera is amazing. Mm. Please, let's give it a pun. We don't do opera a lot enough on the show. So actually, that's note to self. Do more opera. Do more opera. Okay. So now, hold on. Are you ready? So don't stop me now. Are you having a good time?
Yeah. Don't, well,
are you having a good time? Good.
That's might not after the song, but let's see.
Let's see if we can. Okay, you ready to go? Okay, let's go. Okay. But okay. Deep breath. Ladies and gentlemen, Stefan van Heestien with Don't Stop Me Now. Okay, let's just see what's happening. That was just a moment.
The ad before, though.
I've got...
Well, thank you. Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Have a good time.
Don't stop me now. If you want to have a good time, just give me a call and don't stop me now. Don't stop me because I'm having a good time. Don't want to stop me at all. Yeah.
Did you rehearse? Well done.
Yeah.
You see how much fun we have in the studio.
I get it now. I totally get it.
Do you get it? Are you getting it? Everybody sings. Don't worry, we'll see what they're going to do with the Starbucks people.
Starbucks people are next.
Yeah, they're next.
I'm waiting for them.
No, see what you're going to be singing. Yeah. What's a good song around coffee and cocoa? There's lots of things happening. If you've joined me, my name's Alan Ford. This is cliffcentral.com and Spotlight and the fabulous cast of Kinky Boots are in studio. Some of the cast members. They have a very short period of time, as this happens at the Fugard in Cape Town. You're here for a week. I think a week's break.
Just a week.
Have you taken a week off the whole show?
The whole show is a bit on pause. They're just actually giving everybody time to get the tickets now because, you know, it's just so hectic, so they need a week to get everyone some tickets.
But I'm happy that everyone's going to just, because you need a bit of a break.
It's been hectic.
Miss my family.
Since June, we've just been doing this nonstop for 6 days a week, so it's a nice welcome break now. And
you went into rehearsals in April, May.
Yeah.
It started in the last day of April, second last day of April.
I know when Nathan left.
Yeah, that day.
That day.
That was the last show he did in April. Yeah. I miss you. And look, he hasn't come back. So, so Kinky Boots.
Cape Town swallows you. It's like
Are you loving it there? I mean, I live in both cities, so.
Yeah, that's exactly the thing. Like, Being Cape Town's a lie in winter, but just everyone is is
it closes
awesome. It's
except for the closes, Few Guard,
except for the Few Guard, which is open.
Well, it's beautiful. The interesting thing about especially Cape Town is that you, and I've always said this, you use the city in summer to rock and roll, to go to Shimmy Beach Club, for
every
example,
beach,
Caprice, beach it up, cocktails, wine, enjoy, you know, that type of thing. Winter, you can really, you can do some of the museums. You can go off to see the theatre. You can see it's Lou Vane sitting at in Franschhoek. The festivals, because they don't have a lot of festivals in
winter.
I mean, in summer they don't have a lot of festivals because it's too full. And they've got all the Indabas. So February, you got the baby Indaba, the mining Indaba, the hairstyle Indaba. Every Indaba is happening February, March. Okay, so they have all the cheese festival, the wine festival, the Bastille Day celebrations in Franschhoek. So that all happens in winter. So and because there are no bums on seats, seriously, a lot of the time, or bums in beds. Best prices on hotels, seriously.
Oh yeah,
seriously.
Oh yeah.
And the restaurants are all discounting them.
And they all have specials,
All have specials.
Especially on
Monday.
A winter Monday, you can get food for 20 rand. It's ridiculous.
Two pizzas, two glasses, 100 bucks. It's crazy. And usually it's a fortune. So that's the magic of Cape Town. Guys, we're going to come back to you in a moment. And it is really good to have you with us. So now, an event happened last week, Wednesday, that speaks to a collaboration of two international brands. One has got to be the biggest coffee retailer in the world, or should I say most famous coffee retailer, and it's called Starbucks, okay? And the other is the one and only Nespresso or Nestle brands of coffee. Now, you know, you have your the Gold, all the wonderful Nestle brands, and they've now collaborated to do a Starbucks home range. I want to welcome Nicole Ruiz, the Business Executive Officer for Beverages at Nestle SA. Welcome to the show, Nicole.
Awesome. Thank you, Alan. Thanks for having us.
I love having all this fun stuff. Firstly, what a great collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely. So at about August last year, 2018, the International Global Coffee Alliance was announced. So it's basically the coming together of the two big powerhouses in coffee, Nestle and Starbucks. And we're now the first in Africa, so South Africa, launching the Starbucks at Home range.
And I can get Starbucks now in the supermarket.
So this is how exciting it is. You can enjoy your range, your new range of 17 Starbucks products. You can buy them in your favorites in premium retail environment now. So in your Checkers, your Pick and Pay, Spar Macro, you'll be able to buy them and then take them home and enjoy them in your home, even in your pajamas. So,
okay. Which is
appealing.
Which is a very, very appealing. Two little stories, if I may. Again. So firstly, when we used to go to New York or wherever, we didn't have Starbucks in South Africa some 8-10 years ago. So you would come back with because it was like quite cute to have, and used to come back with coffee. And then you were like a snob. You were like, yeah, look, like Zara. The days when you had no Zara in South Africa, it was like, oh, I'm so fancy. So so you used to go to the Starbucks stores and used to buy Starbucks coffee and then just bring it home for your family. Like, that would be the gift. It is so great to see that it's now on South African shelves, and that you guys are facilitating this and creating this jointly with the Starbucks brand. How did it come about? Where did this all begin?
Yeah, so as we said, in South Africa at the moment, actually, there's a burgeoning coffee culture. I mean, coffee is part of our lives. It's part of every morning start. And so when the opportunity came forward for us to think about bringing Starbucks at home to South Africa, obviously we jumped at the chance. And so now really it is, as we said, the three big coffee brands. So Nestle bringing the Nescafe and Nespresso brands together now with Starbucks. And the range has something for everyone. So if you wanted to firstly start with any whole bean or roast and ground coffee, we've got Starbucks answers for that. And then most exciting is that for the first time ever now, we've used the innovation and proprietary technology for you to be able to use the Starbucks Buy Nespresso capsules in your existing machine. And we also have a range of the Nescafe Dolce Gustos in the Starbucks capsules, which is exciting.
Thank you very much. Gifting is a great thing, so you must be able to give and you must be able to receive. You see, I gave you music. Okay, but thank you so kindly. They gave me a machine. It was so cool. Thank you. But I can't wait to play with it. It looks like supersonic.
Yeah, like you said, you know, coffee's become an experience. And that's really what the Starbucks brand stands for, is romance and coffee. Like you said, you know, being a coffee snob, now you can do that in the luxury of your home. And the range, as we said, it's got something for everybody.
So let me tell you a story, another one, okay? I said there were two stories. So I was walking with a friend of mine on King's Row in London some 14-odd years ago. And we saw a big hype happening on a corner shop quite close to Harrods. And there in the shop was George Clooney, who is quite a good looker, to be honest. Very good looking. So obviously people were all going crazy. And so I think I might have even had my press card with me or something. So I kind of said, they said, yes, you're more than welcome to come in. He was there and he was signing boxes. And it was the first time they launched or opened an espresso machine coffee shop.
The boutique,
with these caps.
Oh.
Okay. And the wonderful, insane George Clooney was there. I didn't get to meet him, to be honest. He was in the distance, very nice looking. But I came back to South Africa with the first espresso machine, I would imagine, because I bought it that week, and from London. And as I set up this machine, I actually would have coffee parties. It sounds crazy, but I used to have dinner parties weekly for people to come and pick their coffee. You know, like, I also had a whiskey face. Like, I had a whole bunch of whiskeys from around the world. And then I was like, come for a whiskey party. And I used to have a coffee party. And I made people all pick the different flavors that they wanted. And it's great to see how Nespresso machines has just taken off. And now that you can get your Starbucks.
Exactly. So it's completely compatible. In fact, you could have a new party and you could have the whole Starbucks range now.
I'm going to have a new party.
Exactly. We've got to have a new party.
We're hosting a new party.
We're going to have coffee party at Alan's.
You're going to party.
But as we said, Alan, you know, if you want a blonde roast, you can enjoy that. If you want a more fuller bodied roast, you can enjoy that. So I think the range really does cater for everyone's need. And as you said, you know, coffee in South Africa is really, really.
You had all the top South African brand personalities there last week.
Oh, we had fun last week. We were upstairs at Ferguson's in Johannesburg, and really we had South Africa's A-listers, and really it was just about celebrating coffee, about tasting the range, and about sharing, of course, absolutely beautiful lifestyle images with our brands.
So I want to just say that over the course of the month, we're going to be giving away a machine, a coffee machine.
A Nescafé Dolce Gusto machine, absolutely. Correct. Compatible now with the Starbucks capsules.
Mm. And we're going to mix them all up. And, so please follow us. Go to the cliffcentral.com page.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to run it for the course of the month. And this is to you. So if you're listening to the show, I'm going to give you a secret word, and the secret word is the following. So you have to listen to the show, and the secret word is cocoa. Okay, that's the secret word. So you can all go on internet. Okay.
So we're on the inside track. Right.
And all you got to do is you got to go to my Instagram, FlamingAlan4SA, and you can just go Coco, and then stand in line to win a great, great prize, or link to our cliffcentral.com page. That's how we're going to do it. Okay, and by the way, we'll pick a name out of a hat, and T's and C's apply. I don't know what that means.
We'll just say
T's and C's apply. So enter the competition, the word is Coco, and you can win a phenomenal machine. What's the value of the machine?
Just over 2,000.
$2,000. And we'll throw in some...
Of course, the most important part is the range of the new Starbucks coffees that you can enjoy in the machine.
The whole point is the whole thing is for people to buy the machine at a good rate so that they can use the product. Isn't that the key?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the privilege is obviously that as the coffee culture takes off in South Africa, people want to have those coffee experiences in their home. So we obviously provide the solution, but the machine is so versatile. I mean, anything from a delicious flat white to a gorgeous cappuccino. If you're into shorts, you can have a short espresso. Really, the versatility is what we love.
And it looks supersonic. It really looks alien.
Beautiful.
I love the look.
Designed and stuff.
Unlike the one I got years ago that looked like a little bit of a teepee back in the old espresso machine. Sorry, things change. I mean, obviously, as we go go with the ages. But now I want to ask one other question.
Yes.
When I read here, Single Origin Coffee Colombia, this is from Colombia.
Absolutely. So we see a big trend at the moment is that
this is not
really
Narcos, by the way. This is Colombia.
This is Colombia.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Okay. Just get that.
Yeah, we want to know where our coffee is coming from. And I think what Starbucks does amazingly well is that they put a lot of emphasis on the sustainability of their coffee. So we know where the coffee comes from. We work collaboratively with those farmers.
Sumatra?
Yeah, so that's a Sumatran blend, a nice, bold, and intense flavor. We've got decaf variants. So whatever you want, the Starbucks range has it.
I love the fact that, that gone are the days where you have to go to places like the States to go and see Kinky Boots, okay, to go and see Chicago, to go and drink Starbucks coffee. We can now do it all here at home. That's the
living the dream.
Nicole Riss, I love having you here. We're going to get you on. Why don't we do like a pairing one day? Will you come back?
Yeah, we'll have a coffee party here.
Sounds great. Because as you wake up in the morning, this is what the show's about. So I'm going to ask the two of you to move for a second. So stand up and come and take a seat because we're going to sing in a moment. And that was Nicole Riss, Business Executive Officer for Beverages with Nestle South Africa. And of course, you've got the water, you've got the Nescafe, you've got lots of great stuff. So we're gonna play it together. Do you want to play?
We'll be back. We'll be back.
We do fun stuff. Eh? Okay. Brian Schimmel, come and take to the stage. The one and only Brian Schimmel. He has been all over the world. He was in London, I think, this week with Brian Hill, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not mistaken.
You were. You were in the UK.
I was in the UK.
You just got back.
I was in the UK and I was in Montreux. And I was in Poland.
Okay. So he is musical director extraordinaire around the world. He's one of the best conductors, one of the best, really. The list goes on, Brian. We've had, if it's not Chicago, it's Priscilla, Queen of the Dead. It's everything. You've done it all. It's been years and years of the magic of Brian Schimmel. And I want to welcome two of our other guests. So come and take a seat, ladies. Tylo and Zay. Tylo Fenter and Zay Mamela. Thank you for joining us also in studio, because we're going to get you guys to sing in a second. So Born to Perform is back.
It is indeed.
Okay. Do we have an orchestra?
Not yet.
Okay. Because I remember some years ago when Marianne Passo.
But that was a crazy year. It was a different setup. That was a collab. Mm-hmm. Between the Youth Orchestra and Born to Perform. Mm-hmm. This is specifically Born to Perform. So all of the music is in custom-made and custom-designed tracks, which were live recorded at Howard Audio.
So it's custom-made, and you've obviously you've created all the you've what is the word? Sorry,
I'm the co-creator, co-director.
I know all that stuff, but the music you also change the what is the word for it?
Arrange.
You arrange. Sorry, I had a moment. Brian changes. You change the arrangement. So you. I mean, I'll never get that Led Zeppelin. That yes. You did. That was still the most unbelievable. And do you know that I've been obsessed? I actually still had that recording, and I love that. So it's just incredible stuff. You love working with young talent.
I do.
And you've always been that way. So
yes. So
Brian Schimmel, you've always been the person that has that works with the big names throughout the world. Okay, and then also being that person that takes the youth
yes. And
cultivates them. And that's why you do this.
I do, because I'm a great believer, and especially in the context of the Born to Perform platform. Yes. I'm a great believer in that you can use performing arts as a means of transforming people, mm-hmm. and a means of building people's sense of self-worth and self-esteem and self-confidence. And, you know, even if people aren't going to end up in the industry, it's important to use what I know best mm-hmm. to help people help themselves.
And that's why we've got two young talents in the studio. So welcome, Tylo Fenter. Hello, Tylo.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Zay Mamela.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Last time I saw you on Idols last year.
Yes, I was.
How was that for you?
It was an amazing experience, and I'm really grateful that I got to...
Yeah, you got into you made it way into the top 10.
Top 7.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, what did you sing there?
I was singing a lot of songs that aren't really locally known.
Bring me your phone.
Oh, okay.
So have you got a song
there
for me?
It's about to go down.
It's about to go down.
Oh, is it going down right now?
It's about to get real. Is it getting real right now?
It's getting real. This is what we do. Okay. Brian knows everybody sings in the studio, don't we? We make everyone sing. We had the guy singing here now. So it's just, this is what we do. Okay, so Zay, are you ready? This is how we're going to get you to Born to Perform.
Okay.
This is how we put people on the spot. This is, pretend I'm Sumizi. Actually, don't pretend I'm Sumizi. The one on the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, girl.
How long do you want me to keep going for?
No, wait, we'll see how good it's going. There's your headphones. They're on the. There they are. All right. Brian, listen for the arrangement. Okay. So, and this is. Tell me about Hard Place. What is this?
That's my favorite song at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's by her. Talking about being conflicted, you know, she's in love with this guy and she doesn't know.
You 20, are you conflicted?
I'm so conflicted.
I love it. Like, the millennials, like, they're sassy, yeah? Sassy. I like it.
Don't get
let's, are you ready to go? I love Brian. Brian, we're middle age now. Brian, we've got to own it. You know,
no, you know what? In I a just good need way. To say, I call them gems. Generationally entitled millennials.
Okay, all right. Okay, cool. So this is Hard Place. Let's see how entitled they are. Let's see how good the talent is. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, wait, let me just see.
Hit you on most days. You be testing my faith and my patience. Yeah. And you know that I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong. Telling me to relax when I'm reacting. But I'd rather fight than lose sleep at night. At least you are mine. If I had to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose, yeah. What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, I wish there was a right way, yeah. I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, 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 oh.
Wow, wow,
yes!
Wow.
Amazing. That was amazing.
It's amazing.
Thank
oh, wow.
you. Thank you so
much. Good.
Do you see what we do in the morning here? This is what we do. This is the insanity of the show. We love it. You don't have to play a track when you've got people that can sing. That's what you do. That's how it goes. Rock and roll. This is the cast of Shine, Born to Perform, happening next week. Everyone's got to go and see this. It's happening at the Teatro.
Yes.
Of course, the wonderful Brian Schimmel will be, is involved as a director and musical director and producer, actually, as well. You've got the one and only Brian Hill that, of course, gives all that support to that phenomenal venue.
Yes.
And, of course, you've got Gemma Marinus and Matt Marinus and the entire Born to Perform crew, which is really, really cool. So now tell me, so have you been a part of the school for a long time?
I joined the school this year.
Okay. The name of the school is Stageworks.
Stageworks Performing
Performing Arts School.
Yes.
So, and are you loving it?
I'm loving it. I've never been in such an environment where I can truly be myself. Mm-hmm. And what I love about Stageworks is no one is there to compete with one another. We're all chasing different dreams. Or, yes, I want to be a singer. Tyler wants to be a singer. But we're not in the, you know, it's not a competition. We all push each other and it's like one big family. I love it there.
So where are you born?
I was born in Durban.
Okay, so and you came up to Joburg to
yes,
come and live your dream.
To live the dream.
Okay, yeah. And what is your what? How did you what made you decide to do this? First, you're extremely talented. So
thank
let's not
you so
let's
much.
Not let's
thank
not
you.
Play because you get a lot of people that enter these shows. Or Brian, you've seen them. They come for auditions to for Chicago or many of the other shows that you've casted for, and then they sing, and they don't really have the talent. I mean, it's sad. Your mom told you so, yes. Don't believe her. Seriously. If your mom is saying that you're there, always get a second opinion. So how did it start for you?
All the singing.
Yeah.
In high school is when I started taking it seriously, when I joined the first musical, like in grade 8, we were doing like little musicals for high school, and then someone was like, you can really sing, and I was like, oh, okay, thanks. So I joined the choir and the assembly choir and tried to be a part of a lot of productions at school where we sing, and that's where it all started. And then I was just like, hey, Mom, I'm going to Idols, and then...
And I'm going to Joburg. I'm leaving you.
Bye. I miss you so much. Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Okay, shout out. And,
shout out, Mom and Dad.
And don't forget, we're live at the moment, but you can get the podcast. You'll send it to them later.
For sure.
So, and now, obviously, working with Gemma and the team.
Yes.
Brilliant stuff, eh?
Yes.
Magic.
I really feel like I've grown as a vocalist, even though my voice is going a bit today. But I've grown.
She's learned how to jazz scat.
I'm learning how to jazz scat.
Okay.
I'm still working on it. I'm still working on it.
So Brian,
is that what you do?
Yes, Brian.
All that.
Okay, cool. So can you do it? Just try it first.
I'm learning.
So let's see how well you've been learning. Let's see how you do it.
Okay, I'd fluff on air.
Let's go. 3, 2, 1, cue.
Beat up, but do but the skip up, but did it, but boom, but do but sit gay. Damn!
So, exactly, similar to yodeling, it takes a while to get.
Exactly.
Brian, so I want to come back to you very quickly. Yes. So, this is young people, great talent, great show. What can people expect from the show? Shine, Born to Perform. All over the posters are everywhere, all over the channels.
Yes. I mean, there's a combination of things. First of all, on an entertainment level, there is something for everybody, because there is such a massive variety of songs and of material. You know, for example, Zay's in a number, which is actually a well-known pop song of Justin Timberlake's that's being done in a 1940s arrangement.
Okay.
You've got a Mozart opera that's being done in an EDM arrangement. So you've got all of that kind of stuff going on. You've got a few original numbers that have been written by kids in the show that have been properly arranged by myself and two other arrangers. Mm-hmm. But then you've got you have songs you know, which were in Greatest Showman and various other, that all speak to people's ideals and spirit and soul, and speak to the ethos of inclusivity and inclusion and breaking barriers. And so it's message driven.
Okay.
So it's lots of entertainment.
And I know that you bring hip hop into it, and you bring hip-hop, jazz. And
absolutely.
Bring,
there's every imaginable style.
Yeah, which is the best. And you must see this, guys. It's going to blow your face.
And just when you think you've seen... just when you think you've seen every kid, another one comes. And
you can't believe what they've
done. There's about 400 of them.
Yeah, it really is. You've got to go
see the show. It's very exciting.
Nicole Ruiz from Nestle, you go and see the show, eh? Seriously, you've got to see. Actually, Nicole, give all the water for backstage so people can get that. That's it. I've just got you a sponsor for a
while. No, I tell you what. No, what we want backstage in my dressing room is a coffee machine.
Brian.
Oh, we can connect each other.
What about the kids?
No,
what
about... Actually, coffee, you can have coffee at any age. Yeah.
Director's privilege.
Nicole, how is that for putting on the spot? Eh? And all the water. Seriously, it's the best show. You see the kids. You'll blow
400 kids.
I'm just mad. If you put Nicole on the spot. But you know, Nestle does good work for everybody. So that's why we're going to get Nicole to do something. We'll exchange numbers after this. So now, Tyler Fenter.
Yes.
Tell me about you and your love for music. Where did this begin? How old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay.
I've been at Stageworks for 10 years. So I've really watched the whole place grow. Yes. You know, I don't know. I've always been like a super hyperactive, dramatic kid growing up. So my parents really didn't know what else to do with me but to like put me in like acting classes or something so that I can at least be tired when I got home.
okay. Most, you know, run around playing soccer. I get it.
Of course. Yeah. Never been an athlete.
Yeah, got it.
And then my mom heard of Stageworks, and she kind of just sent me there, and I kind of found my place there. And then I realized Gemma was like, wow, you can sing. And it just started from there.
Something that's quite incredible, because I've visited Stageworks at least 40 times, at least, because Matt Marinus is one of my lead directors on some of my TV shows.
Yes.
So we go and we edit there, and you guys just make a hell of a lot of noise.
Oh, which is, definitely.
Which is good noise, not bad noise, good noise. But it was incredible to see there was a young guy who I think had a form of autism, and he rocks that joint.
He does.
And again, it shows you what music can do for different people.
He's featured in the show.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's featured in the show.
Good.
His story and his autism highlighted in the show.
It's amazing. The kids can sing. And it shows you what music can do, huh?
Yeah. 100%.
Music breaks all boundaries.
Well, one of the features we have in the show is 16 kids from St. Vincent's School of the Deaf. Who sign an entire number.
Guys, I'm telling you.
You guys will be a wreck, I can guarantee you.
It's that moment.
We're going to cry.
A lot.
I know, I love that. You know me.
It's that
I'm
moment.
Dead. I'm finished already. Okay. So, that Tyler, what are you singing? What you got on your phone?
Okay, where's
the phone?
I don't have a backtrack, but you can just Google it.
Okay, let me Google.
So
what are we Googling? What are we YouTubing? What's your favorite song?
Run to You by Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Oh, Run to You.
Oh, no.
Yes, sis.
Yeah. Whitney Houston karaoke.
But for those who want to come and see the show, or those who should be coming to see the show, Tyler has a feature in the show.
With a song.
Singing with the one and only Craig Lucas.
Yes, yes. I saw that, and it's a... Okay, let me just pause that. All right, cool. So we've got the right song. What song are you performing? A Prince song?
Yes, Purple Rain.
Purple Rain, yeah, which is great. So, yeah, we look forward to seeing it. And of course, next week we're going to have some of you guys back in the studio, because we're going to play some more.
Yes.
Give it a big punt. It does open next week.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yay, Brian. So cool. Brian, you know me. Shut up, Brian. Behave yourself. Be quiet. Master. See, I could be conducting. It'll be like schizophrenia.
You are conducting. You're the conductor. We are your orchestra.
We have the cast of Born to Perform Shine opens next week. They're in studio. We've also had the cast of Kinky Boots. And, of course, we've been speaking about this lovely collaboration between Starbucks and Nestle with this new home range. That's what the show's been on about today. My name is Alan Ford, and this is CliffCentral.com. And Tyler, are you ready for Run to You, Whitney Houston?
I am.
And this is where it begins. So beautiful. Well done. Wow.
That was amazing.
Everything, doing fun things, eh?
16 years old.
Nicole, how cool is this to wake up in coffee and music, eh? It's the way they do stuff, eh? Magic stuff. And that is 16 years old.
I feel like you bring the best singers over here, Alan.
We had Stomp bouncing off the walls. We had Burn the Floor last week, collaborate. It was insane. That's what we do. We do fun things, and it's about promoting some of the best talent, not only locally but abroad. So thank you for doing that. That's
thank
beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for showcasing. It's wonderful. What are you up to, Brian? What were you in We Will Rock You? Are you doing We Will Rock You?
Pass. Okay. I plead the fifth.
Okay, gosh. What are you up to? What else are you doing?
Well, I just got back on Friday from my time in Europe.
Yes.
Went straight into rehearsals of Born to Perform on Saturday and Sunday yesterday. And these 2 weeks are about Born to Perform. Then I've got a couple of weeks of other
more corporate stuff.
Yeah, non-public projects. And then I go
David Block, basically. Yes. That's something.
That sort of thing, yeah. And then I go down to Cape Town to, first of all, see all my colleagues in Kinky Boots, which I haven't seen yet.
It's going to blow your mind.
I'm looking forward to it. I go down to Cape Town to do Peter Tureen's new international production of Rocky Horror.
Oh, yes. That's going to be insane.
Mm.
Okay, so are you excited?
Very excited.
When last did you do that?
I've never done it.
No, Brian.
It's the first. It's on my bucket list of shows I've always wanted to do. So I'm doing Rocky Horror for...
Have they casted that yet?
Yes.
Who are some of the cast members? We'll get them in, obviously.
Craig Obani is Frank.
So Craig's jumping from Rock of Ages to...
Correct. Okay. To he's putting heels on, as most other people in this room have.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a part of the whole thing. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
He's playing Frank. Kate Normington is the female narrator.
We love Kate.
Zach Hendricks.
Yeah, Zach's fabulous. Zach is, you've got a lot of them moving. This is cool.
Eddie and Dr. Scott. Who else can I think of?
And who's the man in the gold underpants?
Jared Nurden.
Oh, I love Jared. Jared's great.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What a dancer. What a performer.
Yeah.
Okay. He's just left.
He left Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. And that was great to see that go all around the world.
It was a year.
We spoke to you last when you were in China.
I was in China, yes.
That was, yeah.
And we were at the end of China. We did 10 centers in China. Mm-hmm. But we finished a year-long run, 20 cities, 5 countries.
Are you like...
I'm all Chicago'd out.
Are you Chicago'd out?
Yes. It's going on.
And all that jazz.
And all
that. Got it, Joe.
I mean, it's going on. The tour's going on.
Yeah, I know. But you've done it.
But I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. It's time to put the fishnets on.
Okay. It's time to go. Well, thank you so much for being in studio. It's really been great. Again, don't miss Kinky Boots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please come join the fun and... Feel free to put on your own pair of heels if you don't borrow some, you know, if you don't have any. It's a great fun and a great show.
Okay, it really is. Okay, and the performances are brilliant. I want to thank my very special guest, Stefan van Heestien, and Catherine Isaacs for being on the show all the way from Cape Town. Thank you for coming to do this. It's at the Fugard. It opens next week again because they're having a week break. They need to rest, see their family. It does happen. Please don't miss Shine, Born to Perform, opening next week at the
next
theater.
Friday night,
yay!
Yay! Lots of great things happening around the country. Don't miss the stuff happening at the Peter Tureen Theatre. There's Peter Dirk Ace performing at the moment at Theatre on the Bay. There's other Stomp happening. There's the Burn the Floor at Empress Palace. There's Stephen Steed and them are coming up with their pantomime coming out shortly. Mm. The Panto's coming out in Joburg.
Rock of Ages
is happening. We have them on the show next week. So lots of great things happening in and around town. Don't miss them. And of course, we do great restaurants. And we'll talk about a top spot next week. We've got this great chef who's collaborating with Luke Dale Roberts in Cape Town. He'll be joining us on the show. And of course, don't Starbucks fans, coffee fans, don't miss this incredible collaboration between Starbucks and the Nespresso group. And I want to thank Nicole Ross from Nestle for being in studio. Please go on to your local website, see what's on in your area, see what the shows are all about, because that's... Yeah, celebrate the arts, celebrate music, and celebrate the good things that are happening. My name is Alan Ford. This is Spotlight, and thank you for joining me.
This is CliffCentral.com.